On Sunday, Jews begin celebrating Hanukkah, and in Austin, Texas, it will be the first Hanukkah at a temple that's been given a second life. The building was moved from a town with a dwindling Jewish population to Texas's capital, where the Jewish community is growing. Veronica Saragovia from Here and Now contributor KUT reports.
A celebration is underway at the dedication of the B'nai Abraham Brenham Historic Synagogue. The 120-year-old building has traveled about 90 miles from the city of Brenham to Austin in three pieces on the back of a truck. It took about a year to rebuild the synagogue. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held in August.
Ask them to cut the ribbon, and once they're inside and have a moment to put the Torahs into the ark, we'll begin our room tour.
Inside the temple, 87-year-old Leon Tobin remembers what it was like to pray here as a kid.
When I went in by myself and I sat down and I looked around and I remember where my father sat, where my grandfather sat, where the rabbi sat, and the different members that I were relations of mine. It was special.
Tobin and his wife, Mimi, were the Brenham Synagogue's only remaining caretakers. The rest of the congregants moved away or died, and the Tobins had to make a painful decision, move the white wooden synagogue out of Brenham to a place where it could thrive again.
This celebration of a new birth of Judaism here is touch. It's something I never dreamed of. I thank God that it happened.
Tobin is grateful because synagogues rarely get a second life after their congregants are gone. That's according to Brian Stone. He teaches history at Del Mar College in Corpus Christi and wrote the book, The Chosen Folks, Jews on the Frontiers of Texas. Stone says Brenham isn't the only historically Jewish community to decline and eventually disappear.
We could mourn the loss of small Jewish communities, but then that's a lot to mourn because there's a lot of them and there are very few left, not just in Texas, but all over the country.
Towns across Texas saw their biggest influx of Jewish residents in the 1800s. Most came from cities like New York, New Orleans, and Charleston. From 1907 to 1914, a second wave of Jews came directly from Europe. Since they arrived in Texas, Brian Stone says Jews wanted to fit in.
They accommodated to some extent to the culture of the place they came to. And if that means boots and hats, you know, and a drawl, they'll pick that up.
Jewish historian Hollis Ava Weiner says Jews quickly adjusted to life in Texas.
And we have in Tyler, there was a rabbi named Solomon Greenberg, and he saw that his neighbors were smoking hams, so he smoked kosher turkeys.
He started in the late 1930s. Today, the business he started, Greenberg Smoked Turkeys, still exists in Tyler. Another example is in the city of Marshall, near the Texas-Louisiana border. Jews there used to have a synagogue, built in 1900. Its sisterhood raised money to build an annex in 1939 by selling Mabel Stein's hot tamales.
Instead of, let's say, something Jewish.
In Brenham, evidence of Jewish life is gone, now that its synagogue has been moved to Austin. But in the capital city, the Jewish community is growing. It's quintupled, in fact, in the last 30 years to nearly 20,000. And in October, a wedding was held in the former Brenham Synagogue, the first in more than 75 years. For Here and Now, I'm Veronica Saragovia in Austin.